The biggest question we can ask ourselves is, how do I become the most captivating woman in the room without ever compromising my integrity, my value, or my worth? Is there a way to collectively transform generational messaging around what a woman's worth is? What would being in your worth feel like for you? To create a legacy that impacts all the generations to come? These are the questions, and this is the podcast that will give you the answers. My name is Tara Kindon, and welcome to the Worthy Woman Collective. Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world today. Welcome, welcome, welcome to what has been rebranded as the Unboxables. But I've had a realization, friends, and I know some of you are like, what in the world? But if you understand manifestors, we move quickly. Some of us, like especially splenic manifestors, we move so fast that sometimes we're like, ooh, maybe we should have waited a hot second before we went for that one. But it's the only way to go. You got to try it. You got to listen. You got to move and then see what happens. So I will say this to you, and then I'm going to be done with this whole changing of the podcast business. We're going back to the Worthy Woman Collective. And the reason for this is because intrinsically, I know I am here to serve women. I am here to serve the highest good, the highest best, the highest worth of all women on the planet. Okay? All women everywhere on the planet. It is very important to me that the work that I do helps to elevate your energy and put you in your power. And that you can confidently own your power without feeling like you are being a bitch, you are being bossy, you are being whatever the thing is out there today, and that you can own that for all it is, that you are worthy as you are without needing to do absolutely anything. You're perfect just where you are in this moment, and so is this damn podcast. So I'm done tweaking, I'm done changing the name. We'll see if Apple will let me go back to what we were before. Because it was really good and it made a lot of sense and it landed in all of your hearts. So that's that. And now let's talk about where we're going. So it's been a little bit of a hot second since I was last in your ears. And that's because I've been in mad creation mode and really re-emerging in my own business. So I was taking the time and being patient and exploring all the options and feeling into what felt really good. Like back in 2018 is really when this whole journey sort of started, that Radiantly Transformed started to happen. The podcast launched in 2020. We went through what we went through, you all know. And then it's evolved every year since then. And I mean, I've changed like tenfold since then, but here we are, all of us back together again. And I feel like this is the dawning of a new era. And so that's kind of like what I wanted to bring this back with, is this beautiful new realization and energy. You know, we're about to move into Scorpio season within the next couple of days. We are getting a brand new Venus star point on October 22nd. As I record this for you today, it is the October the 20th of 2022. And so we're about to hit all this really big energy. And I thought, you know what? People need to know what's going on so that they can plug into the things that feel really good for them. And they can learn more about how to be in their most divine feminine frequency. Because what I hear and what I see in the astrology coming up for 2023 is that it will be as intense, if not more intense, than it was in 2020. But here's the kicker. I believe that all of you who are listening to this podcast and any friend you send it to, they will be on the same page, that you've done so much work on yourself, your personal development, your personal growth. You really have a better understanding of your energy. You may not like feel like you do, but you do, because there are people who come to you to say, what's happening in the world today? What's going on? And you kind of know, because you're a little bit, you're just that much more ahead of them. A couple steps, nothing major, you know, but you are the person people are looking towards for a little bit of guidance around how to be more energetically like in your body. Because there are a lot of folks running around out there very externally, not really paying attention to like, how do I feel about this thing? Because feelings are a feminine thing that not everybody wants to be involved in. Well, like, newsflash, we need to be involved in that. That's the best way to get more creative. It's the best way to tune and tap into like, what is possible? What is potential? So that's why we're here. And that's what we'll be doing. And I want to be able to be the landing pad or the place you can come to get information to help you navigate all of this emotion, which emotion literally just means energy in motion. So this too shall pass. When it feels really intense, when it feels really crazy, this too shall pass. It's energy moving through you. If it feels really painful, if it feels really sad, if it feels really depressed, move it. Move the energy. Go get creative. Go do something different. Get up and move your body. Go take a bath. Go plant something in the garden. Go grow some seeds. Go do whatever you need to do to move energy. Because I promise you, when you move it, everything shifts and you feel more alive, you feel more free. It creates space within you to then go and actually create the things you want to be creating in your life. This is about what co-creation is. But in order to have space to create, you got to clear out some of the gunk, right? So this is what I want to do for us, is knowing that it's going to be coming in hot next year, and but we're going to be so ready for it because we've had all this practice, right? We've had the last couple of years of like practicing, and you know, we felt really wobbly. I think a lot of us, like when 2020 hit, you know, that March, we were like, we can't. I know quite a few of you were ready to like hit it hard when 2020, the beginning of 2020, we're like, woo, we're going to do all these things. It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. We're going to go here. We're going to go there, blah, blah, blah. And then everything just kind of went, and no. But it gave us a chance to reevaluate what is actually important to me. And like, we're still reevaluating all that stuff, right? Because there's been even more energy that came through in 2021 that a lot of us weren't even expecting. So having been through this whole wobbly phase of really having to get your sea legs, I feel as though 2023, those of us who have been on the path and on the journey and doing the work, have gotten our sea legs in a way that we're like, okay, you know what? We know this is coming. How am I going to create a solid foundation and a base for myself now, like yesterday, like right now, knowing it's coming? How are you going to prepare? How are you going to be prepared for all this beautiful flowing energy coming through? Because it's coming no matter what. So how do you want to experience it? You know, do you want to experience it like a tidal wave that takes you off your center again? Or do you want to experience it like, oh yeah, things are shaking up a little bit, but I got this. You know what? No matter what, I have a place I can fall back into. This is the whole piece around collective and community. Having a space that when you feel wobbly, you feel off center, you can fall back into knowing that you have some support there, because you can't always have the big conversations we have here. And whilst I'm just talking to you, you're like, or you're, you know, like you're over on your end, receiving this information, your divine feminine frequency, in whatever way, shape, or form that looks like for you, but you are vibing on the same frequency, which is a very beautiful place to be. And we can't vibe on this frequency with some people. You know what I'm talking about. Like, some people just don't get it. They just don't get it. They still don't get it. And it's not your job to make them get it. But the more you can be in this frequency of like love, acceptance, creativity, exploration, like this really beautiful place of your fullest potential, really exploring all that's here for you, it then encourages the people whom are struggling and who don't get it to look at for themselves. And that's an exciting place to be. It's an exciting place to be. Even though it may not feel like that, I promise you it is. It's like a very sexy place to be. So, having said all of that, I want to remind you that the Worthy Woman Collective group on Facebook still exists. And this is where I intend to like full on spread the love and the energy into that space, because it is a beautiful collective with a bunch of fabulous people who have been, you know, probably craving more of this connection. And I've just been trying to figure out what's the best way for me to do certain things and put my energy into things. So here's what's been up for me, what's been being created in the background. For those of you who are like, yeah, I have no idea where what you've been up to, fill me in, is I created, you know, since 2020, I started creating candles, and I was doing new moon candles based on the energy of the moons that were happening in the moment every month. And I was able to ship them out within a very quick period of time. So people were getting them, you know, fairly quickly. But because I've moved to a very remote island and shipping here takes forever, I've had to readjust and revisit how I want to get the product into the world in a beautiful way, but also a cost-effective way for the world. And so what I did was I created an entire Zodiac line called the Celestial Collection, because as you know, like, I am the Celestial Manifester. The stars made me do it, is my line. So they made me create this beautiful line based on the energy of each and every month. What a beautiful celebration for your birthday. For, you know, if you want to work on the moon still, you can do it by purchasing every new moon is under a certain sign. So you could just get the whole zodiac line and use the specific candle of that new moon if you wanted. Or you could get the candle for your birthday. Or, you know, there's a thousand different ways you could do it. But the idea is that when you light your candle, you're initiating something for that time period. So whether it's for, you know, you're giving this as a gift to a friend for their birthday, they light it. They set this like tone and intention of like, I want my year to feel like this. I want to feel like this. And what a beautiful gift for the person who has literally everything. You don't know what to get them. They're all curated specifically for the energy of that particular sign. And the crystals that are infused into the candle are then able to be picked out, plucked out at the end of your burning and kept as the reminder. That's the beautiful piece, is that you have something to go forward with even when your candle is gone. Okay? So they are very magical. I cleanse them and clear them and set a beautiful energy in them. They are non-scented and they are a coconut soy wax with cotton wicks, all non-toxic, super fab. And I burn one every single day on my desk. So do many of my friends. So that's what I've been up to, is like curating these really cool items. And I've created a bunch of beautiful collections, tea light collections, something a little bit smaller, more like portable. And of course, we still have the Fizzle My Shizzle bath bombs, and I've got a beautiful full moon candle. So with this, I thought, okay, well, what's a lovely way, you know, because again, shipping is a little bananas, but we make it work. Like when you order a certain amount, shipping will be free. But I thought, like, what a lovely way, what would be a lovely way for me to bring people in on a quarterly basis, take them through the journey of the astrology and the human design that will be happening during that time period. So the next time period, you'll be able to get into the Celestial Collection Club, or the Celestial Box, as it's called, is January, February, March. So the first quarter of 2023, and it'll start, I'll start pre-sailing it in November, probably towards the end of November, but it will be a beautiful opportunity to get three of the candles. So you get the Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces candles, and you will get a full moon candle. You'll get three Fizzle My Shizzles. So every month you can fizzle your shizzle out, and other goodies, which it's a surprise, so I don't tell you all of that. But then you'll get a reading with me. So for those of you who've been craving a reading, but you're like, I don't know, you're on the fence, you get a 30-minute session in this collective. Like, sorry, I know I'm confusing words because there's just a lot of C's going on. But when you get your Celestial Box, you become a member of the Celestial Club. And in that club, part of your bonus for signing up for the box is that you get a 30-minute reading with me. Hopefully I made that really clear. But anyways, all the details will be listed. I'll make sure to link them below and make it really simple. We have a lot of energy coming in, so it's a nice container and space to hold you while you are navigating your days. So it's much more of a hand-holding space where I do a Voxer every day, kind of like every day during the week, just to sort of let people know what's transiting, what's happening, and navigating that. And also, for those of you who really love that community connection, and let's say you're in the Worthy Woman Club, but you want more of like a regular connection, this is where being in the Celestial Club gives you like a power posse of people who are also looking for the same information and journeying together, and you're sharing experiences, you're having initiations, you're creating something in the container. Like, it gives you a space to be held by other people as you take chances. See, for me, I take chances on my own. I don't care. I just go and do. And sometimes it's great. Sometimes it's not so great. But it is what it is. It's part of the life learning lesson and how I work. And I don't even have a 3 in my profile, right? So this is like, it's just like trial and error sometimes. And for some of you, that trial and error can be kind of painful because you feel like you should just have it right the first time, you know, but it's not always easy to just have it right the first time. So that's what's been happening. I've been creating these products. I've been creating these spaces. I'm still doing readings at the moment, but I anticipate 2023 might get a little bit bananas and I won't be able to do so many of those kind of readings. It'll be more of amazing group setting experiences and opportunities and retreats. My hope is to be able to bring some beautiful retreats to you all because I know it's so much nicer to be together in person. So having said all of this, I actually just want to pull a couple of cards for us in this vibe, in this where we're going, in all of this newness, is this dawning of a new energetic era for the WWC and for the people who are in the WWC, and just to kind of see like what's ahead in this next couple of months. This new Libra star point is really going to set off. I'm going to talk about this actually just after I pull a couple of cards. I'm going to talk to you about the astrological and the HD energy coming forward towards us with this Venus star point. Patience. And I think I jokingly said on the Venus star point video I did specifically, which I'll link below as well, I said the patience card is like my least favorite card and I actually want to set it on fire. I just pulled it. It's very timely. And the solar plexus chakra, which I was mentioning, you know, in human design. So the solar plexus chakra, in human design, split into two centers, giving you the emotional solar plexus and giving you the splenic center. So one, the splenic center is very intuitive, instinctual. It's in the moment knowing. It can also be very fear-based. So if you feel a lot of collective fear, it can be stored in here. And the emotional solar plexus is where we just feel all of the emotions. And if we don't have it defined, we feel all of the emotions of everybody else. It can be very overwhelming, but it can also be a very creative and beautiful center, you know, where for those of you who have this defined, you understand your own way of processing your creative vibes and flow sometimes. But, you know, there's all these caveats, like if it's deconditioned, and deconditioning can take 7 years and all of these things. But learning, like, if you make decisions based on your emotional solar plexus, if that's how you're designed, you need more time. And maybe this is where the patience card is showing up right now, that there is an element of needing to have patience, waiting. I think we all need this. It's like waiting for divine timing. That if it is very frustrating when you can't push time, when you're like, this should be happening now. Why is this happening for, you know, everybody else? But I'm still stuck in blah, blah, blah. Like, we've all been there because it's the season you're in. But being in that season when you don't want to be in that season does not make it any easier. It's like being in winter when you're a summer person. You're like, oh my God, how much more snow are we going to get? Like, is it over yet? And we're trying to push the season, but you can't push the season. So how can you enjoy being in the season you're in with the energy you have? Because the energy you do have and that you do create, that level of frequency within yourself, you is within your power. That is something you can manage, and it is something you can work with, and working with it in all kinds of different ways, you know, moving the energy through even body massage, all of the things, right? There's a lot of beautiful ways to move energy. So now I just want to share with you briefly of what's coming in the next couple of weeks, because there is so much coming through. I mentioned that Venus and the Sun will be making a conjunction, a superior conjunction, and we call this the Venus star point, the Kazemi, when they kiss and they make this beautiful connection. It is initiating because it's in Libra, right? And this is the first Venus star point that's been in Libra for over 100 years. The last time that it happened was in 1776, and that's when the suffragette movement started, women's rights, women's vote. There was a major overhaul in the way that women wanted to be seen as powerful in their own right, in their own way. They wanted to take control back of certain things that they didn't have control over. So there will be a flavor of this kind of energy coming through again in this star point. Balance, equality, justice for all. There will be a deep overtone of nurturing and understanding the difference between over-nurturing, which is very masculine, it's not feminine at all, and learning how to be in your own receptivity, to take care of yourself, to nurture yourself first, to understand that you actually really do need to fuel yourself first before you go and fuel all the things and all the other people. You may be running a household and taking care of far too many people, and you're like, I have nothing left for myself, but you got to start with you first. So again, this is that lifelong lesson for some of us. How do I actually need to take care of myself so that I can show up more powerfully in my home, in my work, within my communities, and all the other places, right? Because you have this beautiful opportunity to show up differently. So it's an encouragement here, okay? Like that Venus and Sun is encouraging us to look at ourselves first. How are we doing this? Because there's this beautiful duality that happens, this balancing of the scales, right? But when we look at Libra, we have to look at Aries. We can't look at one and not the other. How are we in relationship with the other? But we must first look at how are we in relationship with ourselves, okay? So that'll be an initiation, and there will be a transformation that happens here, because the day after the Sun and Libra have a smooch in Libra, they will move into Scorpio. And Scorpio wants to go like deep and dark and transformative. It wants to like see something die and rebirth, not like in a bad way, but just in a like, we're done with this kind of way. Like the death of something can be also too, like, we're done with this. There's no need to take this forward. The leaves have come off the trees and are in decay mode. And it's time to just like let them do their thing, but to be done with it, right? And giving you a chance to take something within yourself and transform it into something beautiful. That there could be this beautiful rebirthing process that happens within your own energy, within your own frequency and your own vibration. Then we have a solar eclipse in Scorpio. Okay, this is like bringing light to something. Bringing light to this area of your chart, which is at 2 degrees of Scorpio. So if you look at your charts and see, okay, where is 2 degrees of Scorpio? What house is it in? You know, it's in the first decan of Scorpio. So it's getting us to really look at something that is going to get changed. There's going to be a light that comes to this area of your chart that's sort of like, it could be painful. It could trigger something, but that you'll see it get cleansed and cleared out by June of next year, okay, as this moves through. So just know that. Know that this too shall pass. And if something comes up that's like, ooh, this too shall pass, you will work through it. If there's, you know, pain associated with it, like, take care of yourself. Go do the things you need to do to take care of yourself. If you feel sick, go see a doctor. If you feel like you're supporting somebody too much, back off a little bit and give yourself some time and space. Okay? So that's coming on the 25th. And then we're kind of like going to ride out the rest of the month. But you can see just in this next like week, there's a lot of energy, a lot of frequency coming in, shaking things up. But you got your sea legs now, everyone. You're good to go. You just got to ride it. Got to ride it like the mechanical bull. So there was a lot of beautiful content in today's episode. I hope to have given you some things to now go and respond to for those of my generators and MGs. And for the projectors, this is an invitation, you know, for all of you actually to join me in the next round of the Celestial Box, because it's going to be absolutely phenomenal. And I will be posting feedback from the girls who are currently in it shortly, because they are just doing great things and we're barely even begun. So it's a, there's a lot of magic that's happening and will happen and continue to happen. And I just want to say a big thank you for those of you who are continuing to be here and support this podcast, no matter what it's called. That you love me and you understand that I must, this is my process. I must just follow the urges and see what happens. So I appreciate you. I love you all. I thank you so, so much for being here. Have the patience and tune into that solar plexus energy, you know, personal power, personal will, really being in your center. So thank you everyone so much. I can't wait to be in touch with you in some way, shape, or form. Please join the Worthy Woman Collective if that feels aligned, and we will be in touch very soon. Well, thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. I am beyond grateful that you are here and want to let you know that all of the links for everything I talked about in the show today are below in the show notes. You can find those there. And I also wanted to personally invite you to a couple of beautiful things that are happening now. So one is the Celestial Box. You can pre-order your January version. If you know this is for you and you're loving all of the insights and information, get it now. Like, pre-order it now so it gets to you early and you have it and you're ready to rock when this new year initiates. I also want to invite those of you who are curious and more interested in learning how your divine feminine frequency shows up daily. I created something very special, and it's in a private Voxer group. It's called the DFF. So it's the Divine Feminine Frequency. And it is a beautiful way for you to hear every single day from me the frequencies of the moon and of Venus. It is a lovely, lovely, lovely little like under 5 minute note from me. You know, you hear this little voice note that says, you know, Venus is here, moon is here, here's how this could show up for you. That's how to really hone in on your frequency for the day to help you be in your feminine flow. So that's also below both of those. I hope you take me up on one of these offers. And again, we'll be in touch very soon. Have a beautiful day.